Today's daf is Becharos daf Yud Dalet. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and by Jeffrey Geitholtz in honor of the birth of his granddaughter Liora Yaffa to Nava and Yisrael Geitholtz and Hachavar Yisrael based on last night's Bechina. So we thank them both very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph at the Mishnah Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, and what we're going to discuss today, the Mishnah is going to talk about the differences between an animal that has a mum before you made it Hegdish and an animal that developed a mum after you made it Hegdish, or put differently, between an animal that only has Kedushas Damim, because at the time that you made it Hegdish it already had a mum, so it already was destined to not be on the Mizbeach, versus an animal that actually has Kedushas Haguf, because at the time that you were Makdish it, it was appropriate to be brought on the Mizbeach. It was only later that it developed the mum. The Gemara is going to discuss whether Kedushas Damim is the same lahalacha as Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, you're Makdish something that the funds are going to be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Kedushas Damim is that you can't use this animal itself as a carbon, but you're going to sell it and use the funds that you get for it to buy another animal that will be used as a carbon. So is that the same, or do they have different halachas? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the status of the vlad of an animal that has Kedushas Damim, and how it may depend on when it was born, as well as when it was conceived. And on Amud Beis, we're going to learn from a pasuk that a balmum cannot be brought on a bamas yachid. That a bamas yachid, even though it's not the Beis HaMikdash, it's not the Mishkan, it's not a bamas tzibur, it's just a bamas yachid, a person's own backyard, still a balmum is pasul lahakrava. We're going to derive that from a pasuk, and the Gemara is going to reject four other possibilities of what we could have learned from that pasuk to say, no, it can only be this that we learn from the pasuk, that a balmum cannot be brought on a bamas yachid. And then at the end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we'll see if we get there, we're going to try to reconcile our Mishnah with the Machlokas Tanaim at the end of Maseches Temura about when we require ha'amad v'ha'aracha in order to do pidyon. When do we require assessing the value of the animal as it's standing up in front of us in order to do pidyon? So that will be at the very end of the daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah on daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. So again, if you have an animal that is a balmum, it certainly cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. But what our Mishnah is going to draw our attention to is that there's a difference between an animal that was Kodesh before it developed a mum and an animal that you're only Makdish after it had already developed a mum. An animal that was Hukdash before it ever developed a mum, it was perfectly fine at the time that it was Hukdash, has what's called Kedushas Haguf, because at the time that you were Makdish it, it could have been brought on the Mizbeach. Later it develops a mum, so now you're not going to actually be able to bring it on the Mizbeach, so then you have to be poda it, and you have to use that money to bring another karban. But even after you're poda it, and it's mutarba achila, it still has kedusha. It's not totally yotze lechulin, and we're going to see that in our Mishnah. It has a din of what's called psulei amakdashin. But if you're makdish an animal only after it developed a mum, so the animal never had kedushas haguf, because from the very moment that you were makdish the animal, you knew that it wasn't going to be able to be brought on the mizbeach. It was never ra'oi la'krava. So that's like being makdish etzim ba'avanim, where it has kedushas damim, meaning it has kedusha that's mechayiv you to be poda it for money and use that money to buy karbanos. But once you are poda it, then it becomes absolute chulin gemurim, it becomes regular chulin. So that's obviously when we say balmum, we mean a mum kavua, meaning a mum that is that's there to stay. If you have a mum over, if the animal is a mum that's going to heal, even though kol zman shelo nisrape, as long as it hasn't healed, you're not allowed to bring it as a karban. But the kedusha that it has could be kedusha saguf, because it's destined to one day heal and be brought as a karban. Good. So let's see the Mishnah. If an animal had a mum before you were ever makdish the animal, meaning it never had kedush saguf, it only had kedush damim, v'niftu, and then you're poda it like you're supposed to. So now the animal becomes absolute chulin, because the mum prevented it from ever having kedush saguf, and something that has kedush damim, that you're poda, goes out to become regular chulin. It's not psulei amakdashin. and therefore a number of halachos apply to it. Chayavim bebechara, if it has a male firstborn, it's chayiv in bechara, petarechem, it's kadosh bebechara, and that's why this mission is here, because we're learning Mesechus Becharos, because of that first halacha. The rest of the halachos are not really related to Mesechus Becharos. But ubematanos, it's also, if you shech that animal after you pulled it, you have to give the matanos to the kohen, the zroah, the chayayim, and the keva, the yotzin, the chulin, the gazis, the liavid, and after you pulled the animal, it's mutter begiza uva avoda, you're allowed to shear the animal and use its wool, and you're allowed to do avoda with the animal, because it never had this kedusha chamura of kedusha guf. And vladan, the chalavan, mutter la achar pidyonan, the vladas that are going to be born from that animal after the pidyon happens, and the milk that it milks after the pidyon happens, are mutter b'achila, it's totally chulin. V'ashochtan b'chutz patron, if someone shechts it outside the azara, he's not chayiv malkus or kares or chatas, none of the normal things that you would have by shechutei chutz. And the truth is, even if you are not poda the animal, because you're not going to be chayv on shchutei chutz, because shchutei chutz is only for a behemoth that's royal akrava bifnim. So there's no issue of shchutei chutz as something that only has kedusha damim, because even if you haven't been poda, it still has its kedusha, but it's not the kind of kedusha that would have lent itself to be makrav bifnim, and therefore there's no issue of shchutei chutz. And ve'in osin tamura, if the owner of that animal tries to do a tamura, tries to exchange its kedusha onto other animals, so the kedusha is not going to be chal, even if it was before the pidyon, because only kedusha saguf is chal in tamura. Kedusha's damim is not chal in tamura. And finally, the imesu yipadu. If the animal dies before you ever have an opportunity to be poda it, it's not too late. You could still be poda it after it dies. Meaning there is no requirement of ha'amada v'ha'aracha. You don't have to stand up the animal in order to assess it, in which case it wouldn't be shayach by a dead animal. No, it only has kedush dam, it doesn't have kedush guf, so you could even be poda it after it dies. The only exceptions to all these rules are chutz min ha'bacharim min ha'maiser. All of these dinim are applied to all other kachim except for Bukhara Meiser. By Bukhara Meiser, even if they had a mum before they ever became kadosh, they already have kedush saguf. You know, normally, other kabbalos can't have kedush saguf if they have a mum kavua before they became kadosh. But a Bukhara, the Torah makes its kedusha dependent on yitzia mirechemima, that it's the first one outside of its mother's womb. The Torah says kadesh li kol bukhar peter kol rechem v'nei sol badum v'be. Petel kol rechem means whatever opens up the rechem tchila, even if it happens to be a balmum. Meiser also, by the dinim of Meiser Behema, the pasuk says ha'asiri yiyah kodesh la'Hashem, and it says lo yivaker bein tov l'ra. What does it mean lo yivaker bein tov l'ra? Don't look at the animal too closely. It doesn't matter if it's tov or ra. Even if it's a balmum, it will have kedusha. So those are the exceptions. Those are the only animals that could have kedusha saguf, even if they were balmum kavua prior to the kedusha setting in, prior to its attaining a status of kedusha. Now there is a discussion in Poskim that may relate to this last halacha in our mission that we just mentioned, that the imesu yipadu, that you should be poda to them if you could still be poda to them if they die. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Perches Halacha Tezayin, where the Rambam writes that anything that we're not allowed to eat, even if it's mutar b'hana'a, you're not allowed to do schoro with. But there's nisr schoro, nisr to do business, even with things that you're allowed to get. Basar b'chalav is asr b'hana'a. Of course you're not allowed to do schoro with it. You're not allowed to get any hana'a from it. But what if you have basar nevela, for example? So you're not allowed to eat basar nevela. Or gid anashi. You're not allowed to eat it. But there's no isra hana'a on these things. Still, says the Rambam, you're not allowed to do schoro on it. And he says, kol she yisur min ha'torah is asr l'asas po schoro. Anything that's asr midaraisa, you can't do schoro with. Anything that's only asr midarabanan, it's mutar l'asas po schoro. And we pass in this way in Shulchan Aruch, in Yardei Simon Kuf Yud Zayin. And the Taz over there quotes the Shita of the Rashba, that the reason for the Yisra of Schora is a chashash that you might come to eat from it. And he says that the Rashba gives the reason why the Torah asks for Schora b'machol sasuros, but in Maskana he says that the Rashba really means to say that the Yisra of Schora is only midrabanan, that it's not, even though he seems to be describing why the Torah asks, in the end of the day the Rashba holds that this whole Yisra is an Yisra midrabanan. Rabbanan. But it is an Isser, it still applies. And the Truma Tzedashin also understands that it's an Isser Midrabbanan, and whatever drasha we might suggest is only going to be an Asmachta. So and it could be the Rambam held that way as well, that the Isser Schora is an Isser Midrabbanan. Fine, so we have this Isser Schora with Machal Sasurus. Shulchan Aruch writes that if, let's say, a person is a hunter, not a hunter, but he traps animals in order to be able to shech them and use them for kosher meat. And every once in a while something happens where he gets a non-kosher animal. He's looking, he's a fisherman, he's looking for a kosher fish. And every once in a while he's fishing for salmon and a non-kosher fish shows up. A non-kosher fish comes up in his net. So Shulchan Aruch writes, Im nizdamnu litzayid chayav ha'ofa dagim tmeim, mutter lo l'machom l'rachu. You're allowed to sell that to a guy. Because that's not schara, you're not trying to do business with non-kosher food. Something non-kosher just came your way. You weren't looking for it. Then you're allowed to sell it to a nachri. And the Rama writes that that's not only for a fisherman, it's anyone that's nizdam nalo, nevela, trefa, betoch peso. For some reason, somehow, you ended up, you weren't looking for it, and a nevela or a trefa ended up in your house. So the Shach writes in the name of the Bach that yes, there is this heter called nizdam nulo, but that's only if you are the one that it happened to. Meaning, someone else is not allowed to buy your nevela that was nizdam nulo that you happen to have and then flip it and sell it for a profit. Because that person was not nizdam nulo. He went out looking for it. He went out to try to buy it. So that's what the Shach writes in the name of the Bach, that only that person, because of his hefsid mamon, if we don't allow him to sell it, but someone else is not allowed to do it. So that's what the Shach writes in the name of the Bach. However, the Taz says, I am aware that that's what my father-in-law, the Bach, says, but I disagree. I think even a Yisrael Acher is allowed to buy it and to sell it. What does that have to do with our Mishnah? So in the Tshuva's Bar Levi, he asks a kasha on the Bach and the Shach from our sugya, because our sugya says if you have a behema balas mum, that's a mum kavua, and you are makdish it, and it dies before you ever have a chance to be poda it, so you could be poda it after it dies, because it doesn't have full kedusha on its guf, it only has a kedusha's damim, because it was ready bal mum kavua. But wait a second, what does pidyon mean exactly? Pidyon means you sell it. It means that you're going to exchange, you're going to find someone who's willing to buy it, and you'll use that money, and that money will be hekdish. How is Hekdish allowed to sell the Nevela? It's Schora and Machol Sasuros. So you see that if Nizdamna, the Nevela to Hekdish, that apparently not only is Hekdish allowed to sell it, someone else is allowed to buy it. What's that someone else going to do with it? He's going to sell it to an Achri. He's going to flip it. Well, wait a second. How could Hekdish sell it to a guy who wasn't Nizdamna lo? It didn't happen. He didn't show up at the Nevela. He decided to buy this Nevela. The animal died, so he decided to buy this Nevela. Now he's going to sell it to an Achri. How's that okay, according to the Shach and the Bach? Elamai says, you see a riot to the Taz, that as long as it's nizdamna to anybody, then anybody else is also allowed to buy it and sell it at a profit. So the Kozhik Lover Gon, in his Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, rejects this raya. He says, no. Nizdamnu lo means it happened to you. When something happens to Hekdesh, when Hekdesh lands with a nevela for whatever reason, who did it happen to? So it says the Kozhik Lover, that happened to all of Klal Yisrael, because Hekdesh belongs to all of us. So Mela, any member of Klal Yisrael could be the one to be poda it and flip it for a profit, because it's all of us. It's not this entity called Hekdesh. It really is like a behemoth ashutvim that belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Kozhik Lover writes in a tshuva. Now, in Tshuva's Ksav Sofer, in Yerdeya Siminayin Dalet, he was asked by a Talmud of his who went to live by his father-in-law's house. I guess he was being supported by the father-in-law, and he noticed in his father-in-law's hometown that this was a very common practice, that they used to own trefa restaurants, that Goyim would pass through town and they would sell food to Goyim. They would typically try to sell kosher food, but every once in a while it was hard to come across kosher food, so they would sell non-kosher food. They'd go to the shachtais and they would say, any nevelas or trefas today, any shechitas that didn't go so well today, and they would buy those if there was no kosher meat available, and then they would sell, they would cook it and they would sell it to Goyim who were coming by. They were running trefa restaurants, and he said, it seems that this is against the halacha. Here they are, they're doing schora with ma'achalos asuros. So should I say something to the shver? Should I say something something to my father-in-law and to all of his friends, that their business that supports me and all of my friends is no good. Should I just mutav shiyushogim, because they're not going to listen anyway? All it's going to accomplish is they'll stop supporting me, but they're not going to stop doing the business. So Ksav Sofer comes up with a number of snifim lahakel based on the fact that mutav shiyushogim, and based on the idea of the taz, that it's not only for the person that's nizdam below, maybe because this was nizdamin in the shachtais, so maybe other Jews are also allowed to do the schara. But typically speaking, the halacha is that a Jew is not supposed to own a trefa restaurant. You're not supposed to do schara with ma'achalas hasuras. Okay, so all of that was an animal that did not have kedushas haguf. Says the Mishnah Vayter, v'kol shekadem hakdeshin es mumon. If you're makdish the animal before it ever developed a mum, meaning the animal had kedushas haguf and then later it developed a mum. Oh, or slightly differently, mum over lehekdeshon lach mikan nolamel mum kavua. At the time, they were makdish, it had a mum, but it was only a mum over, so it was able to have kedushas haguf, and then it developed into a mum kavua. So vidniftu, and then you are poda it like you are supposed to be poda it. So even though you're allowed to eat the basar of that animal, but the kedusha is still there. It has a status of psulei makdashin, and therefore petura min abechora. If it has a firstborn male animal, it's pat from bechora. If your shechted does not require zro lechayim v'keva, v'ein yotzim lechulin ligazis v'leavin, you will never be allowed to do giza v'avoda with it. Psulei mukdashin or apostle begiza v'avoda v'adon v'chalavin la'achar pidyonon, and the vlados that it has after from that became pregnant with before the pidyon and are born after the pidyon, and the chalav that you milk from it after the pidyon are asr v'achila. You're not allowed to have any of those things. The Gemara is going to talk about what if it was nisaber la'achar pidyon. What if after the pidyon first became pregnant? Over here we're talking about that it became pregnant before the pidyon, then you repode it, and then the baby was born. So that's asur b'achila. V'ashochtan b'chutz, chayiv. If you shechted outside of the azara, you're chayiv kares, and malkos if you did it b'mezid, or chatas if you did it b'shogeg, because it's shchut echutz. V'osin tamura. And if prior to the pidyon, you did a tamura on other animals, so the kedusha is going to be chal on the other animal, meaning the kedusha remains on the first animal, but the kedusha will be chal on the other animal as well, like tamura. V'immesu yikaveru, and if it dies before it ever had a chance for pidyon, then you just bury it. You can't be poda nevela, because psulei mukdashim require hamad v'aracha. Once it dies, you can't do hamad v'aracha. It's not going to stand up anymore. So therefore, it's like you bury it like any other israna. So that's the very clear distinction our Mishnah is making. That which has kedushas damim and that which has kedushas haguf. Either of them, when they develop a mum, cannot be brought as a karban, but that which has kedushas damim, once you are poda, it becomes chul and gemurim, and that which has kedushas haguf, even after you're poda, it is what's called psulei mukdashin and retains the status of kedusha. So we had mentioned anything that had kadam mum kavua lakdeshan, that the mum was there before you were makdashit, so it's chayiv and matanos and bechara. So it says, where a time of the niftu, it's only because you already poda it. Halo niftu, peturin, mina bechara, mina. The implication of the Mishnah is that if you were never poda it, then it would be pater from Bechara and Matanos, even though it doesn't have Kedush Saguf, it only has Kedush Sadamim. Says Mar, yeah, Kasava Kedush Sadamim, Midcha Mina Bechara, Mina Matanos. We assume that Kedush Sadamim is enough. Even Kedush Sadamim would pater Behema from Bechara and Matanos, because the same pasuk that we're going to use in tomorrow's daf to darshan that Kedush Saguf paters from Bechara and Matanos, we could also use to darshan that Kedush Sadamim would pater it from Bechara and from Matanos. And we said v'yotzen l'chulin, that if it had the mum kavur before you were makdashit and then you're poda it, it becomes chulin, and therefore you're allowed to do giza and avoda. You could treat it like a regular chulin animal. Oh, taima deniftu, says Gemara. Okay, sounds like, why are you allowed to treat it like a regular chulin animal? Because you were poda it. But halo niftu, asir v'giz v'avoda. Had you not been poda it, it would be asir to do giza v'avoda with it. So misayele, even though it only had kedushas damin, still you're not going to be allowed to do giza v'avoda unless you do a pidyon first. So this misayele le Rabbi Eliezer. This seems to be a raya to Rabbi Eliezer. Da'amar katche bedek abayis, asurim v'giz v'avoda. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you have katche bedek abayis, you're not allowed to do giza v'avoda with it until you are poda the katche. Katshe Bedek Abayis. So isn't this the same exact thing? Katshe Bedek Abayis seems to be just an example of Kedushas Damim, or Kedushas Damim is similar to Katshe Bedek Abayis in the sense that neither of them can be brought on the Mizbeach, or were there ever any plans to be brought on the Mizbeach. All you're supposed to do with them is be pod to them and use their money for the benefit of the Mikdash. Says Gemara, no, they're not the same thing. There are three levels. There's what's called Katshe Mizbeach, where the animal itself is supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. Then there's what's called Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim is what we're talking about in our Mishnah, where the animal itself is not supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, but that which you're poded it for should be used to be brought on the Mizbeach. You can be poded for money, that money will be used to buy an animal, and that animal has to be brought on the Mizbeach. And then there's what's called Katshe Bedek Abayis, where it doesn't have anything to do with the Mizbeach. It just belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and they could use it to replace tiles that are broken, and to do whatever they need for Bedek Abayis, whatever they need for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a different level. So says Mar Amri, look, Kedushas Damim LeMizbeach, Hu DeMachalfa B'Kedushas Aguf LeMizbeach, So Gazbu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were Gozer, an Isra of Gizv Avoda before Pidyon, on that which has Kedushas Damim LeMizbeach. Because you might confuse that which has kedushas haguf lemizbeach. So the rabban made such a gezera. Avol katshe bedek habayis lo. But katshe bedek habayis, no one will ever confuse with that which has kedushas haguf, and therefore they were never gozer an isur of gizav avoda. So our mishnah is not a raya to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer that katshe bedek habayis also has an isur gizav avoda before pidyon. It could be that which has kedushas damim midrabanan has an isur gizav avoda, but not katshe bedek habayis. Good. Then the Mishnah went on to say vladan v'chalavan mutter, that the offspring and the milk that comes from these animals is going to be mutter after you do the pidyon. So says Gemara hechidami. What do we mean the offspring? When were these animals conceived? When were these animals born? So ile mitiyaber v'sial lachar pidyonan. If after the mother was already nifta, then it became pregnant and it gave birth, well then pshita, then obviously there's no kedusha to the vlad, because at no time during the vlad's existence or at any stage in its development did its mother even have kedusha. It was already nifta, it was already chulin gemurim, so of course the vlad has no kedusha. Chulin in who? It's absolute chulin. Now the case is eladi abar lefnei pidyonon ve'isyal ba'achra pidyonon. We're talking about where the pregnancy began before the pidyon, when the mother still had Kedushas Damim, and then the offspring was born after the Pidyon, when the mother had already lost its Kedushas Damim and was now Chulin. So that's what it's telling me, that even so, there's no Kedusha on the Vlad. Even though the Vlad was conceived while the mother had Kedusha, there's no Kedusha on the Vlad. So says Gemara, but the diuk that we can make then is Halifnei Pidyon on Asiri. If the Vlad would have been born before the Pidyon of the mother, then the Vlad would be Asir Ba'ana, unless you're opposed to the Vlad. Now certainly, you wouldn't be able to bring the Vlad on the Mizbeach, even though the Vlad doesn't have a mum, because the Vlad's entire Kedusha comes from a Kedusha Dechuya, comes from the mother's Kedusha, which is a Kedusha Dechuya. So if the mother could not be brought on the Mizbeach, and the Vlad's whole Kedusha is only on account of the mother, you're not going to be allowed to bring the Vlad on the Mizbeach, but you do have to be poda. It's still going to have Kedusha if it was born before the Pidyon of the mother. So the Gemara explains the din of the Pidyon of such Vlados that are Kodesh. So Niftu Tmimim, Oei Niftu Tmimim. Wait a second, when we are poda this Vlad, can we do it without a mum? Or do you need to, meaning the mother, you can only be poda when it has a mum, right? So what about when we're poda this Vlad? Can we be poda the Vlad when it doesn't have a mum because it came from a Baldas mum? Or can we only be poda the Vlad when the Vlad itself develops a mum? So says Mar Tashma, I'll bring a raya to answer that suffix. Hamatvis Bali Mumin Kavuin Lagabi Mizbech. Let's say a person decides he's going to take an animal that has a mum kavua and he's going to designate it as a karban. So obviously that doesn't work. It doesn't have kedushas guf. It only has kedushas damim. V'yaldu, and then the animal gives birth before the pidyon. Yimachru, the vlados are sold for whatever, for chulin, and from that money you buy behemos for a karban. And says the Braisa, ve'ein tzrichin mum. You don't need to wait for the vlad to develop a mum to sell it. Why? She'ein kedusha chalale and shaloye tafel chamer min ha'ikr. There is no kedusha on that vlad because there's no kedusha guf on that vlad because the rule is that which is tafel in hagdush, meaning the vlados, which are only coming on account of the mother, can't have a more chamer dikadin than the mother itself. And just like the mothers that are already balus mum are allowed to be sold at any time. You could be poda them whenever. So the vlad also has to have the ability to be poda whenever. You shouldn't have to wait for a mum to develop. So that's the rule. So says the Gemara, let's make a diuk. From the Brisa, we can be daik. The reason that the vladas are not niskadish b'ktiv saguf, even though they don't have a mum, is only because the tafel cannot be more chamer than the ikr, because the kedushas vladas come on account of the mother, which was a balas mum and only had kedushas damim. Aval hiktish zachar ledamav kados kedushas saguf. But if from here it sounds like if it didn't come from a kedusha duchiya, you were makdish an ayil tamim, a zachar, for its damim, for its value, you were makdish it al manas to sell it and use its money to bring a carbon olah. The ayil itself is kadosh b'kedusha saguf and is not yotzei l'chulin unless it has a mum and unless it's not yotzei l'chulin without a mum. Instead, it would have to be brought as a carbon. And that's a raya to Rava. Dam Rava hiktish zachar damim kadosh kedusha saguf. That if you makdish a zachar lidamim, then it's going to have kedusha saguf. Because otherwise, that which is not a balmum, that only has kedushas damim, you can't just be poda. You're going to have to wait till it has a mum. It's only because we have over here a svara that the baby came from the mother, that it can't have a more chamer dikadin than the mother. That's a powerful svara of lo yetaf al chamer min eker. There's a big discussion in poskim how broadly we apply that svara. Meaning, is that like a dafka din here in kachim? It doesn't seem that way. That whenever something comes on account of something else, it can't be more chamer than that which it comes on account of. So the discussion in Poskim, for example, let's say a boy becomes a bar mitzvah on Motzai Shabbos or Motzai Yom HaKippurim. So there's a din likely to arise, certainly by Yom HaKippurim, called Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So is the boy chayiv midaraisa in Tosefes Shabbos? Right? Or he's a bar mitzvah boy on Motzai Shabbos. He's already a gadol. So is he chayiv in Tosefes Shabbos? So the svar they use is, wait a second, he wasn't chayiv in Shabbos. Meaning that Shabbos that has this Tosefes, the Tosefes is a tafel to the ikr, which was Shabbos. So if he wasn't chayiv in Shabbos, maybe he can't be chayiv in the Tosefes Shabbos. Why? Lo ye tafel chamer min ikr. That which is tafel can't be more chamer than that which is ikr. So these are discussions minchas chinuch has. Sometimes you have been in the reverse. A boy becomes bar mitzvah on Shabbos. His bo b'yom is on Shabbos, and they make an early Shabbos. It's summertime. They want to make an early Shabbos. So can the boy daven marav for an avid? It's going to be Tosefes Shabbos. So over there you have a, it's not a tafel chamer. It's a tafel being much more kal min ikr. So Pashtus is that he can't, but that's a much bigger sugya. And how to view Tosefes? Does it become Laila Mamish, or does it just become the Kedusha of the day? But that's a much bigger sugya. But this idea of lo yitafel chamer min ikr is brought up by the poskim in that context. Okay, says the Gemara further. Vashochtan b'chutz. So the Mishnah said that if you shechted b'chutz, you're going to be pater because this was an animal that was never rotly to be shechted bifnim. This was an animal that the time you were makdish it already had a mum, so you knew that it only had kedushas damim. The background for the following discussion is we're going to have to know a little bit about bamos. Prior to the erecting of the Mishkan in the Midbar, and after crossing over the Yarden, until we established the Mishkan in Shiloh, and after the Churban Mishkan Shiloh, until we built the first base of Migdash, we were allowed to bring karbanos on bamos. It was not a violation of an isra of shchut echutz or ala b'chutz. There was a heter bamos, but there were two types of bamos. It was called a bamos yachid or a bamos ketana, and it was called a bamos sibur or a bamos gedola. So a bamos yachid just means in your backyard. You set up a rock and you brought a karban in your backyard. Not stam mishchita, a karban, but in your backyard. A bamos sibur, It was built for the entire tzibur. So there are a number of differences in halacha between a bamas yachar and bamas tzibur. Those were sugyas that we learned at the end of Maseches Zvachim. So now the Gemara discusses the isra of hakravas balei mum. Is that noeg on a bamas yachid as well? I mean, certainly I'm not allowed to bring a balmum as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. That's obvious. But can I bring a balmum in my own backyard as a carbon? Is that going to be mutter? So Reb Lazar Masni Chayiv. Reb Lazar learned in the Mishnah that if someone shechts a b'chutz, he's chayiv. Meaning he's chayiv malchus for bringing a carbon that's a balmum umuki la b'bamas yachid. And he says, yeah, the Mishnah says chayiv, and it's talking about a bamas yachid. So someone who shechts behemoth balmum on a bamos yachid at the time of heter bamos, even though there are a lot of halachos that are knowing on a bamos sibur that are not knowing on a bamos yachid, balmum isn't one of them. Balmum applies to a bamos yachid just like it does to a bamos sibur. Damar Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar taught us me nine lizovech behemoth balos mum be bamos yachid b'shas heter bamos shu belos hasei. How do I know that if you shech the behemoth balos mum on a bamos yachid that it's a violation of a los hasei even b'shas heter bamos shenema los sizbach l'shem lekecha shor vaseh? And the pasuk continues asher yeh b'mum, that you're not allowed to sheft a shor vaseh that has a mum. So where are we talking about? So meaning the b'mum gedola, you don't need to tell me that I'm not allowed to do that on a b'mum gedola t'chsiv, because there's another pasuk that already tells me that. Pasuk says that kol mum lo yeh bo, and it says averes o shavur. So it tells me all these different mumin that you're not allowed to bring l'ashem, you're not allowed to be makriv. So the gemara darshins in Maseches Temura in Andavav Maseches Temura that you're not allowed to shecht a carbon balmum on a bama gedola from that pasuk. So I still have this extra pasuk of lo tizbach l'Hashem elokech v'shar v'seh ashiya b'mum t'nei winyin l'bamas yachid, to tell me the din that I'm not allowed to bring a balmum on a bamas yachid either. Says Gemara, Ema, how do you know that it's about a bamas yachid? So Gemara is going to suggest four other possibilities of what this pasuk might be teaching me, rather than the halacha that I'm not allowed to bring a balmum on a bamas yachid. Maybe there are four other things it might be teaching me, and we're going to reject each one and therefore come to the conclusion that no, this pasuk is as we're learning it, that you're not allowed to bring a balmum on a bamas yachid. So first suggestion, Ema imenu in lekachim t'nei winin lebchar. Maybe it's telling me about a bechar, that even a bechar you're not allowed to bring when it's a balmum. I might think that since a Bukhar does have Kedusha when it's a Balmum, like we learned in our Mishnah, because it is a Pet Arechem, so it has Kedusha as a Balmum, so I might think you can actually bring it as a Karban when it's a Balmum. So that's why he has to tell me that no, you're not allowed to bring it as a karban when it's a balmum. Says Gemara, no, that's not what the pasuk is telling me. I already know that from elsewhere. Amri b'char behed yiksiv bei. By b'char it says beferish piseach o iver salos is bechenu. So once it tells me that you're not allowed to shech a b'char balmum, so I don't need this pasuk to tell me about a b'char. This pasuk is therefore free to tell me about a balmum on a bamas yachid. Says Gemara, suggestion number two. Ve'ema imenu in lekachim t'nei winyin lem. Meiser, maybe it's telling me about a meiser behema that you're not allowed to bring it when it's a balmum. And why would I think you could? The salkadai dechamina hol the kadosh b'mumo, like our Mishnah said, meiser behema is kadosh even when it has a mum, because we said that whether it's tov or ra, dichsiv, the pasuk says lo yivaker bein tov l'ra, that you're not supposed to check the animal too closely for meiser behema to see if it's a balmum or not. Either way, it has its kedusha. So I might think, okay, good. So if I'm gonna be makdish it as meiser behema, nick. So let me be makriv it as well. So kamash malan to love. That's why the pasuk has to tell me that you're not allowed to. But maybe the pasuk is nothing about bamas yachid and a balmum. It's only about meiser behema. Says Gemara, no, it's not about meiser behema either. Amri meiser nami gomer havara mi bechor. The din that a meiser behema cannot be brought as a korban when it has a mum, I don't need this pasuk to tell me that din. Meiser behema I already know from a gezeira shava to bechor. By both of them, it uses a lashon of haavara. By bechor, it says va'avarta kol peta rechem la'ashem. By it says v'kol maser bakar v'tzon kol asher ya'avor tachas hashavet. So therefore we darshin this connection between the two. So says Mark, okay, a third possibility. Ema t'nei winyin l'tmuras kachim. Maybe this pasuk is there to teach me that tmura cannot be brought when it's a balmum, that an animal that has kedusha because its kedusha was exchanged onto this animal should not be brought while it's a balmum. Why would I think it would be? The salka dait chamina hol kedusha kashi balasmum. I might think that since the tmura can have kedusha, it could have kedusha guf as a balasmum. D'chsiv lo yechlifenu v'lo yamiro. So, and the pasuk also says in the context of tmura, tov bira, that even a ra, even an animal that's a balas mum, can become kadosh mikdushas timura. So kravenamik shi balas mum. I might think you could therefore be makrivin on the mizbeach as well. Kamash malan tlo, and maybe that's what this pasuk is telling me not to. So says Mar, no, I already know that din from another pasuk as well. Amar kra vayahu utmuraso. The pasuk says that it and its timura yekodesh. So we darshin makish timuraso lo. That the word who that it says in the pasuk is to tell me about the carbon itself that was hukdash, and it's telling me that the tamura that says next to the word who is linked to the initial animal, to the original animal, in the following sense. Mahu balmum lo, just like the original animal that had kedusha cannot be brought as balmum, af tmuras balmum lo, so to the tmuras balmum cannot be brought. And therefore, the pasuk of Lo Sizbach is still free to tell me that a balmum cannot be brought on a bamas yachid. So says Gemara, last possible suggestion of what else that pasuk might be teaching me. Fourth possible suggestion. Maskel Rabbi Zeira, ematnei linyan levlados kachim. Maybe it's telling me that vlados kachim, balimum that have that are born from kachim that are tamimim. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling me, that they cannot be brought on the mizbech. Why would I think they could be? Disal kadayt chamina hol kadoshin kshein balimumin. Agav iman kshein balimum namikarvi. I might think that since even as balimum they become kadosh because they become kadosh agav their mother that's not a balimum, so I might think that they could be brought in the mizbeach also when they're a balimum. Kamash Malon Delo, and maybe that's what this pasuk is telling me, that they cannot be brought as balimum even though they're born from kachim which are not balimum. So Amarava Kvar Paska Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. We already learned from Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel from a different pasuk that a vlad kachim could also not be brought as a balimum. Where was Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel show from? The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel taught the Torah says when it comes to bringing karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash. The rak kachecha asher yulcha unedarecha, pasuk says rak kachecha you should bring to the Beis Hamikdash. What do we learn from rak kachecha? Rak kachecha ilu atmuros, to tell me that tmuros are chayiv to be makrav on the mizbech as well. You have to be makrav a tmura on the mizbech as well. Asher yulcha, what does that phrase tell me? Ilu avlados, that the vlados that are born from behemas kachim also are supposed to be brought on the mizbech. And what does it go on to say? Unidarecha hikish nakas of l'neder. The Torah links the vlados of kachim and the tmuros to nidrei hegdish. In what sense? Ma neder balmum lo afhaninami balmum lo. Just like a neder cannot be brought when it's a balmum, these tmuros and vlados can also not be brought as balimum. So at the end of the day, we had all these other suggestions of what I might be able to learn from the pasuk of Lo Sizbach. No, none of them are needed, and therefore Lo Sizbach is still free to tell me that there's an isra of being makrav a balmum even on a bamas yachid. So that's what the pasuk tells me, despite all the other suggestions. Now the Mishnah went on to say ve'enos in tmura. We said that it cannot, that an animal that only has kedushas damim cannot affect the tamura. You try to exchange its kedusha into another animal, the animal does not become kadosh. My time, why is it that kachim that had a mum at the time that you were makdish them are not able to affect tamura? Damar kra, because the pasuk says when it talks about tamura in the Torah, lo yachlifenu velo yamir oso, and it goes on to say tov bara ora betov. So the pasuk says you're not allowed to exchange a karban that's a tamim with a karban that's a balmum. And you're also not allowed to try to exchange a carbon that's a balmum on a carbon that's a tamim. So it says, Mara, wait a second. Hashta rab betov amritlo. If you're going to tell me that I'm not allowed to take a carbon that it's a balmum and try to transfer its kedusha onto a tamim, to upgrade on behalf of Hagadish, that I'm not allowed to shift it onto something that's a better animal, and even that's usher. Tov barami bayi. You need to tell me that I'm not allowed to downgrade for Hagdish, that I'm not allowed to take that which is a tamim and exchange it for a balmum? Of course I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not even allowed to do something to the benefit of Hagdish when it comes to tamura. Ella tov me ikaro osa tamura, ra me ikaro ein osa tamura. No, it's telling me a different drasha, that only that which is tov me ikaro can make tamura, only an animal that was initially tov, that it was a tamim at the time that you were makdish it. So if you do a tamura on another animal, even after it develops a mum, it has kedushas tamura, but that which is ra me ikaro is enos and tamura. Behema that at the time that you were makdish it was already a balas mum, if you do a tamura on another animal, it's not going to be nitfas b'kedushas tamura. Good. Imesu yipadu. Then we said in the Mishnah that imesu, if the animal dies, you can still redeem it because it didn't have kedushas haguf, it only had kedushas damim, so it does not require hamadavaracha. An animal that has kedusha, normally if it has kedusha guf, requires hamadavaracha. Hamadavaracha means you stand the animal up in front of the kohen at the time that you assess it, and therefore if it's dead, you can't can't do that. Now, what we're going to try to connect to right now, and we'll get to it tomorrow, but we'll just give the background right now, is there is a machlokas tanaim in the end of Maseches Temura about this din of Hamad v'Aracha. Does this din of Hamad v'Aracha only apply to Kachem Mizbeach? Does it only apply to Kachay Bedek Habayis? Does it apply to both Kachay Mizbech and Kachay Bedek Habayis? So does it apply to a behema that had a balas mum from its original hektish? So Rabbi Shimon's shita is Hamad v'Aracha is only by Kachay Mizbech, and only if it was not a balas mum at the time of its kedusha. The chachamim disagree, but what exactly the chachamim hold is a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds kachay bedek habayis are included in Hamad v'Aracha, but by kachay mizbeach it depends. If the hakdasha came before the mum, so then yes, Hamad v'Aracha. But if the mum was before the Akdasha, then no Hamad v'Aracha. Whereas Reish Lakish holds that the Chachamim hold that only Kachay Bedek Habayis have Hamad v'Aracha, Kachay Mizbeach never have Hamad v'Aracha. So that's what we're going to try to plug in to our Mishnah, what our Mishnah is assuming in that Machlokas in Maseches Temura, and Bez Hashem will pick up with that tomorrow.